getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again. Time for another round of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Yeah, we meet up about this same time, same place every week. And I get a big old handful of polka records, and I sit down here and I play them for you. That's the setup here. So if you're ready to go, I think I'm ready to go, at least as ready as I ever am. Let's get things rolling this week with Eddie Zima. It's the Polish Wedding Polka. There you go. Eddie Zima kicks off another edition of the Oompa Hour, and that was the Polish Wedding Polka. It says Eddie Zima with Polish Orchestra on the record. Do you think they checked? Is every guy in the band of Polish descent? Why am I thinking maybe not? I don't know, but anyway, there's Eddie Zima, and we're too far in to turn around now with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldies show, back for another week with the Maddie's Brothers and the Rummy Polka.
Pijaki, they all call us Pijaki. Piaki, 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 bez sonštere Piaki, 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 dejo kolas Piaki, 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 dejo kolas Piaki.
Once more time, boys.
Piaki, Piaki, they all call us Piaki, 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 they all call us Piaki, 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 they all call us Piaki, 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 they all call us Piaki.
Well, there you go, Maddie's Brothers, Rummy Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of myself! Because that record, I remember, there's a trick ending where it sounds like the song stops and then he says one more time, and then they do it again. And so often I've played that record and I jump in on there and I wind up talking over him singing again at the end. And I remembered this time. Oh, man, I must have had extra coffee today or something. Anyway, we're going to try out a real scratchy record here in just a second after I talk about the World of Accordions Museum and indicate that they would think it's really swell if you came by and paid them a visit when you had a chance. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. Maybe you don't want to travel to Superior, Wisconsin in the middle of the winter. A lot of people think that's insanity. And some of us, we just don't care. But you could still find out about it at their website. Maybe make some plans for this spring or summer. Makes a great trip. Great trip. Yes, great trip. Up in northern Minnesota and up around Wisconsin, Lake Superior there. Beautiful North Shore. Camping and hiking and waterfalls and parks and all kinds of great natural wonders of the world. And if you're crazy, you can go all the way up to Canada if you want to. The highway goes straight up there. Whatever strikes your fancy, but start out at the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. 4,000 accordions are in there waiting for your perusal. Indeed, they are. And, of course, they have all sorts of research materials and interesting other stuff. Concert hall. They have various events throughout the year, where there are performances and special seminars and things like that. You get all the details on that kind of stuff at their website, worldofaccordions.org. That's where you look them up, all right? Worldofaccordions.org. You can shoot them an email if you ask questions or whatever you might need to know. So there you have it, World of Accordions Museum. It's a good scratchy record, but she plays okay. It's Joe Kraska and John Marshall. It's the Double Cordovox Polka.
Thank you.
And there you go, just like that, the Double Chord of Ox Polka. If you saw that record, you would not believe that it would play that well, because that record looks absolutely terrible, like it's been jumped on by a thousand angry buffalo or something, but it's still... It still seems to play pretty good. So there you have it here in Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. See a little tidbit in the news here. A guy in the UK, actually, was driving his car, and he was stopped. He was at a stuck in traffic, stopped, and he got out his handkerchief and blew his nose. And when the traffic cleared, he was pulled over by police, who told him that he had not been in complete control of his vehicle and gave him a ticket for blowing his nose while he was behind the wheel. Now, I don't know how that would fly in the United States. I mean, are they that picky about distracted driving over in the UK? You know, it's one of those things, though. I could see it happen here. And then there'd be a long story about the court proceedings or something. But, yeah, maybe don't want to. I would think you want to blow your nose while you're driving if the situation calls for it, because there's probably some hazard in driving around with boogers on your hands while you're trying to drive the car. I don't know. But anyway, I saw that little tidbit in the news, thought I'd share that with you, even though it is kind of disgusting. So anyway, we're well into it this week already. Tim Zumpa Hour underway with Ray Midas and his orchestra. Just Let It Be.
Sorry now, baby, who's sad and blue, whose heart is aching for not being true. You said you'd love me until eternity. Now that you've gone, dear, just let it be. Once we were sweethearts, we'd walk hand in hand, singing and dancing to all the polka bands. I had a reindeer, yours it was to be. Now that you're gone, dear, just let it be. You have come back, baby, and you want to stay. You had your good times, now you have to pay. I love another who will be my wife. We'll live together the rest of our lives. Who's sorry now, baby, who's sad and blue, whose heart is aching for not being true. You said you'd love me until eternity. Now that you're gone, dear, just let it be.
And there you go. Just Let It Be. Ray Midas and his orchestra on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How are things going for you this week anyway, huh? Pretty good here. We had pretty good weather over the last week. But now, of course, I don't know what day you're going to hear this show, but we've got a lot of winter weather coming our way. In fact, this evening, and, you know, I don't know when you're hearing the show. You know, they're talking like 6 inches of snow. Then coming up on the weekend, they're looking at another 6 inches of snow. We'll see if that all pans out, because sometimes they tell you that, and then the weather pattern shifts just a little bit, and the stuff goes around you, which is usually what I'm hoping for, because I am not an outside in the snow kind of guy. You know, my idea of outdoor snow activities is getting the plow truck out and cleaning up the mess. Because I don't snowmobile, I don't ski, you know, I don't build snow forts or have snowball fights. You'd think, though, with an 8-year-old grandson around that I would do more of that stuff. But I don't even own a pair of decent snow pants. So we'll see. But anyway, I hope the weather is to your liking wherever you happen to be. I know there's some spots in the country where the weather is pretty awful right now. So More power to you, all right? Now, I think I say this every time I play a record by these guys. I only have a couple of records by these guys, so they don't come around very often. And I have the Red Raven Polka. My memory is telling me this is Joe Krajicek and his Beertown Band. And I'm 99% sure that's the correct pronunciation, because I pronounced it wrong on a show a few years ago, and somebody like from the band, it's like the guy's dad or something, I don't remember, emailed me and said, hey, it's pronounced this way. And I think Krajicek is the answer, but I could be wrong. So if I am, I'm apologizing up front, because I only have a couple of records and they only come around every so often. So I have time to forget what the heck I'm talking about. But assuming I'm saying it right, it's Joe Krajicek and his Beertown Band. Here's the Red Raven Polka. And there you have it. That, of course, is the Red Raven Polka. I'm sure you recognize that. Joe Krajicek and his Beertown Band, I think. I should look through my old emails and see if I can find where they sent me the proper pronunciation. But anyway, there you have it here. Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Happens every week. Right about this time. Right at the same location. Whether you're listening on a radio or a smart speaker or a podcast or a download or a computer or a phone, you listen to music on your phone. What is the world coming to anyway, huh? Anyway, however you're doing it, glad you're along and listening to the show this week. Here's Lil Wally and the Polka All-Stars Orchestra and the 7 Days Without You Polka.
Seven days and seven nights without you makes a week of a loneliness for me. How I try to get along without you, but it seems that you were meant for me. We'll be right back. with me, my darling. I like the way you hold me in your arms. I just can't forget your tender kisses. I just can't forget your lovely charm. 7 days and 7 nights without you. Oh, my darling, how I miss you so. Please come back and let us start all over. When you do, I'll never let you go.
Well, Wally there, 7 days without you, polka. The Polka All-Stars Orchestra with him on that one. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, spinning the records like we do every week here. Glad you're along with. Hey, don't forget, too, if you have a request or question or comment or you want to try to get a dedication on or whatever the heck, or you just want to get in touch with Zumpa Hour World Headquarters for the fun of it, you can do that by, a multitude of ways. If you have any kind of a phone, you can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Now, if you have a cell phone, maybe you got an old school cell phone, one of them ones that doesn't even flip, you know, you can send a text message to area code 218-259-2985 as well. Works for a voice message or a text message. 218-259-2985. And there's always email, oompahour, all one word, at AOL.com. That's a good one. Or the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim Zumpa Hour. It sounds so dramatic, doesn't it? And my daughter was telling me I need to get my Instagram going and my TikTok, and I should have a YouTube channel and all this. I'm like, I got enough trouble keeping the Facebook straight, so we'll just let that ride. But anyway, that's how you get in touch with Zumpa Hour World Headquarters. If you have a dedication or something, like for a birthday or an anniversary, plan way ahead, because it takes me a while to find the records. And, you know, you never know what the delay is from when I'm doing a show to when you happen to hear it, wherever you're sourcing it from, because everybody gets to play it on their own schedule. I know there's some places play it 2 or 3 times a week. Ah, the devils that they are. So anyway, that's all the technical stuff you need to know. Got one from the Polketeers here. This is on the Continental Record label. It's an interesting label. It's one of those budget labels that was around back in the 50s. And they put out records and they would sell them like, you know, 6 records in a pack for 89 cents or whatever. And they tended to have very generic band names. And I assume they're, you know, bands of studio musicians that they got together specifically to make their low price records. But the records are darn good and the recording quality seems nice. But this goes back to the early 50s. Here are the Polketeers. It's the Village Tavern Polka. We'll be right back. Now, see, for a discount, 45 for back in the 50s. That's a pretty darn good sound of record there. That is the Village Tavern Polka. That's the Polketeers. That record is pressed on Vinylite, by the way. I don't know about you, but I'm impressed, and you heard it right here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Coming up here, we're going to do a waltz in a couple of minutes. We always get a waltz into every show, so stand by. I have not forgotten. We will get to a waltz coming up. Also, what else coming up here? Oh, we got to get our 78 of the week on here in a little bit. I got that picked out for us, too, so stand by. That's going to be coming up in just a little bit as well. Right now, we have Marion Lush and the Musical Stars and the Oh Yeah Polka.
Poszedł sobie na zabawę, oje,
oje.
I tam się bardzo ucieszył, oje,
oje.
Muzykanci ładnie grali i tak ładnie się śpiewali,
oje, 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 oje.
Wypił sobie dobrą wódkę, oje,
oje.
Z ludźmi się ładnie zabawił, oje,
oje.
Zaczął sobie tam tańcować, aż tam ludzie zaczął kopać,
oje.
Ładną pannę, oje,
oje.
I tam z nią się tak zmówiłem, oje,
oje.
Wziąłem ją do swego domu, piją razem, szklanki dzwonią,
oje, 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 oje.
I u niej był tam do rana, oje,
oje.
I tak z nią się tak zakochał, oje,
oje.
Niedługo będzie wesele i wesoło wszystkim będzie,
oje.
There you go. Oh, yeah. That is Marion Lush and the Musical Stars here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm just flipping through this handful of records, and I'm trying to tell myself, how did I manage to get two Gene Guisdala records in one grab out of the old record shelf earlier here before I started the show? I'm like, I'm not going to play two records by the same band. Now I got to decide which one I'm going to play. The pressure is on. But fortunately, while I'm working on that, you guys can waltz. How's that sound? We always do at least one waltz in every show. I have the Gil Steel Band standing by over here on turntable number two to do a little waltzing action. So, dancers, see, I'm stalling, give you time to move the furniture and convince your partner into getting up to do a little waltz, maybe, huh? Wouldn't that be fun? So, if you think you're up to it, Gil Steel Band, here's our waltz. It's Luigi's Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Thank you. And there you go, the Gil Steel Band. There's our official waltz of the show, Luigi's Waltz, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show every week right here, wherever you happen to be listening, is where this kind of nonsense happens. So I'm glad you're along for another round here. I told you I had two Gene Guisdala records in the stack, so we're going to play one of them right now, because then I'll only have one in the stack, and maybe I'll save it for next week. We'll see if I don't lose it by then. She's the one for me. That's how it's written on the record, actually. It's she's... dot, 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 the one for me. Here's Gene Guisdala and the orchestra. And there you go. And now I am doubly proud of myself, because that's the second record this week with what we call in the biz a trick ending, where the song sounds like it's ending and then it doesn't. They come back with a one more time deal, and I didn't jump in and start talking too soon again. I am feeling pretty darn smart so far. So anyway, congratulate me, all right? Anyway, I got to get a 78 ready to go here. I do have one picked out. It's a very, very scratchy 78, so I'm hoping that it'll be okay. I can usually get away with some rough 45s, but the 78s aren't quite as forgiving, but we'll see. I'm going to work on getting this other turntable switched over for some 78 RPM action. While I'm doing that, you listen to Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra and the little Lulu Rhinelander.
Thank you.
All right, Walt Jaworski there and his TV orchestra. That is the Little Lulu Rhinelander on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show. That's a fun one. I'd just like to point that out in case you didn't notice how fun that record was. All right, now we always play at least 178 in every show. I got one picked out. I know this has never been on the show before. And when I first pulled this out, this is a pretty rough-looking record. It's pretty scuffed up and yucky-looking, but it seems to play pretty darn nice, so let's give it a whirl on the FM record label. It's Bill Morin and his Northern Airs, and it's the Mesabi Range Polka. And up here where I'm doing this show, I'm right on the, I guess I'm on the southeastern tip of the Mesabi Range, up on the Iron Range of Minnesota. So that seems appropriate, I guess. So let's crank up the old 78 player and see what happens, shall we? Man, I tell you, if you saw what that record looked like, you would be amazed that it sounded that nice. There's our 78 of the week there, Bill Morin and his Northern Airs, and the Mesabi Range Polka. And it says here in at the bottom of the record, Tiny Wheatley, it says, with Tiny Wheatley. I don't know what Tiny was doing, maybe playing the accordion. I didn't hear any singing in there. But anyway, another good 78. We got to put that one back in the little thing here, and we'll put that over on the Dunn pile. The 78 Dunn pile is about a foot and a half tall now. That's going to get kind of dangerous over there. I think we'll probably get a couple more tunes in the show, at least here. Another one from KL Recording Service out of Wisconsin. Wow, I don't have any records on this label. Two came up in one show, not very often. Jimmy Maupin and his orchestra, it's the Valley Spring Polka.
Hey!
And there you have it there, the Valley Spring Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Going to get at least a couple of more records into our lineup today. I think we'll be able to pull that off. Got a great Elmer Scheid record coming up, and the 45 is so clean. It looks like it's a brand spanking new record, and it's probably like 60 years old. So stand by. That's coming up next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Well, all right there. Now we're ready to get back to work. I think I might fit in three more songs because I've been saving one that's really, really short. I think I told you last week that I was saving a record that was really, really short in case I had room to squeak it in. We'll see. Elmer Scheid and his band. I think we all know this one. Elmer Scheid and his band. That's a darn good record anyway, under the double eagle here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now this next one, this has been in the stack of records to play for weeks, and I keep putting it off because it just seems too, too modern, too contemporary. Doesn't seem right, and really it's a over 50-year-old record. I got Bobby Vinton over here doing the Beer Barrel Polka, and that sounds like a pretty safe selection, doesn't it? But this was like late in the 70s when the disco era was moving in, and they were kind of updating the sound of things like some of the great old-time records and stuff. And if anyone was going to do that, it'd be Bobby Vinton, because he had a lot of records. And, this is just a little high-tech for me. See what I mean? But anyway, here's Bobby You still dance. It's a Beer Barrel Polka, after all.
There's a garden, what a garden. Only happy faces bloom there. And there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing and a lot of foolish people. When they play the polka, they all get
see that playing in a jukebox a billion times over and people dancing around like maniacs there. Bobby Vinton and the Beer Barrel Polka, kind of souped up with that contemporary synthesizer thing going on there in 1970. I'm trying to read that. What does that say on that? Why do they print so darn little on these records here? I'm trying to save time and I'm trying to read that. I want to say it says 73, but that can't be right. 1975. Put on two pairs of reading glasses, you can read it. Anyway, Bobby Vinton here. I told you I had a little short one I could sneak in at the end of a show when I had time. And here's my opportunity. Tony Jamber and his band. Tony Jamber lived right down the street from us when I was a little kid. Had a big trailer parked in his driveway. Said Tony Jamber and a band on it with a bunch of musical paintings on it. Anyway, here they are with Andy's Jolly Hop. And there you have it, Tony Jamber and the band there with Andy's Jolly Hop. Just a quick little song there, just enough to fill in the end of the show, because that kind of brings things to a close for another week. But I'll get to work right away, picking out some records for next week. and you make it a point, jot it on your calendar, put it in your electronic remembering device to join me again next week, okay?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.